5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 164 of the TTV Podcast. What? You did not need to join in with that.
You both are failures of life.
164 of the TTV Podcast. How's it going?
No, it is not 164.
It's my destiny.
LJ, better to have tried and failed than to never tried at all.
Aren't you Mr. Philosophical?
That was deep.
LJ never tries.
Go back to TTV Talks about relationships.
I try all the time.
Is that why you're such a big failure?
Ouch.
What Takuma said. I'm going to repeat what he said.
Better to have tried and failed. Oh, man. So how's it been this week, guys?
Shut up, Meso. It's not like you actually care about our lives or anything.
But the audience might.
What's that supposed to mean?
You selfish sack of slime.
He's not here. He's on the message board.
That's offensive to political slime.
Yeah, shout out. Okay.
No politics on the podcast.
Nice.
Wow.
Gosh. Oh, man.
Well done.
You're right. But no, things have been good. I'm finally better. I'm no longer sick again.
You take a long time to get over colds.
I know.
Like a ridiculously long time.
Like, my younger brother, Speeder, and I got sick at the exact same time. He was done in a week. It took me an extra week to get better.
I did as well. I was sick with you for a while, and that's why I was, like, telling you about Albus Oil and how good it is for congestion. And I got better than you.
I remember. Yeah. Man, why did you have to make it through?
Wow.
I don't know.
So, anyway...
I'm sorry.
Without further ado, let's get our introductions out of the way. I'm Messinac.
I'm LJ.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And once again, TTV, episode 164. Now,
wow,
let's get everybody's
favorite. Actually waited her turn this time. Jeez, good job.
Let's get everybody's favorite segment out of the way, the copious amounts of plugging.
So, if
you are watching this episode on YouTube, you are a week behind.
I was doing background music.
If you're watching this episode on YouTube, you're a week behind. If you want to see episode 165 of the TTV Podcast, you can check it out on Vessel at vessel.com/the TTV channel, where it's up right now, or pretty soon, if not up necessarily right now. As well as all of our other content 1 week early if you subscribe to the Early Access program for $3 a month. You guys, I swear! It's a fantastic service.
We're only
$5.99. Not even, no, it's false advertising.
$3.
Listen, it's a fantastic service. It helps us out a ton, and you get access to all our content a week early. It's great.
It's content a week early.
T-shirts at store.ttvpodcast.com and audibletrial.com/.
Please call this number if you're interested. Teleshopping.
1-800-TTV-SUCK.
0800-00-1066.
I don't actually want to know what that number's for.
What is that number for?
I don't know. Like, it was from a jingle on the radio once, and it's just stuck in my head like
my
an earworm.
A jingle.
Well, everyone call that number, tell them TTV sent you, and then just hang up.
What if it's a suicide hotline?
TTV has come to...
TTV
wow, I'm so
Let's be fair.
I got that
just
reference.
Punch in TTV and wind up with telepath TV.
I got that reference.
Well, like, firstly, if that was the case, why would they do such a happy jingle for it? Depressed
because
and want to kill yourself?
Hotline.
Call 0800-00-1066.
That would make it sound like it's a joke.
Yeah.
It's like
call
1-800 subliminal
steamer,
messaging.
Stanley Steamer gets your arm cleaner.
Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Buy the new multicolored dress. What color is the dress?
Welcome back to Hero Factory FM with Matt.
Separate parts
morning.
Sold separately.
96.5 KOIT.
Okay,
you guys
radio
are
jingles don't work because not all the stations are available everywhere.
You guys are absolutely ridiculous.
Sleep train, your ticket to a better night's sleep.
when do we get our ticket to a better night's podcast?
I don't know. When you guys shut up and give it the program.
I remember that one message board video. Where it was like they demonstrated us two of you calling a hotline.
Ba da ba ba ba. I'm when did this happen? It.
No, no, not that.
When did this happen?
Yeah, what are you talking about, Viper?
Well, I'm not sure if you were the ones, like, on the phone, or if you were the ones calling, but there was a video of, like, people prank calling a hotline, and the people getting really upset about it. I don't know who it was made by, but...
Wait, with our voices?
No, it was like what you guys would do. It's confusing. What? Never mind. Just forget it.
I want to grill you about this.
Yeah.
Viper.
Whoa. You need to be grilled.
You're gonna grill me over something as petty as this? Wow,
yes!
You really are
a
loser.
Yes, I am,
mess
Viper.
With the bull, you're gonna get
Viper,
the horns.
They are petty.
Yeah, Tom Petty. He sings music, right?
You're stupid.
Is he,
and I
is
hate
he one
you.
Of your country artists that no one
I
knows
think
about?
I heard Takuma face palming.
So anyway, yeah, we have Bionicle news. Let's just
Bionicle.
We
do.
You guys butchered my intro. We have a lot of Bionicle news today. It's actually a pretty interesting roundup. Namely, the animations for Bionicle 2015 and probably Bionicle have finished.
Ooh.
They are over. The last episode has aired. Now, let's have a roll call. I guarantee you probably only three of us have actually seen the episode. Who has seen episode 18, Mask of Creation?
Me!
Me!
I have.
Hey!
Okay, four out of five.
So screw you, Meso.
Well done. You surprised me, Takuma.
Alright, so Ven, here's
what
happened.
Quit using blanket statements, Meso.
Yeah. Here's what happens. They beat Culta rather abruptly. And,
hey,
spoiler
the
alert!
Thing is rather
you spoiled
hold
it.
The show, Meso. They don't beat Culta, okay? They beat Skull Grinder.
Fair enough. They don't beat Culta. Culta beats them, and then Akimu wrecks Culta.
Meso, you're not understanding. There is no Culta. They call him Skull Grinder.
Yeah, he's Skull Grinder.
Culta is probably non-canon.
I know.
And we'll never know for certain because we don't have an official canon authority.
We can't ask Greg this time.
Let's ask Merlin Man.
He wins.
Oh, instead of ask Greg, it's ask Merlin.
Ask Ryder.
No. It's ask the man.
Huh. Merlin wouldn't know. Like, we need to ask people on the story team with the story Bible.
What's a Bible?
Whoever they may be. But in the episode.
I march into the Lego HQ and demand to speak to the person in charge and tell them to bring back my... Oh, wait, I'm going to
bring back Bionicle. Go
just think.
Oh, yeah,
like
the big people calling them.
Bionicle, and then
Bionicle
we get to start
gone?
Another... We get to have another BBB campaign in, like, 2 years, because he'll probably... even if they decide to extend Bionicle, it will probably go away for, like, a year so they can make more sets, like what happened with Ninjago. So even best case scenario, there will be a panic time where everybody's like, oh no, it's ended again. Riots in the streets.
Everyone's going to say, well, TTV's over. See you guys later.
Yep.
Unsubscribe.
We'll persevere for a little while and see what happens. And then if it doesn't happen, then rip us. But no, yeah, it was an interesting finale. It was chock full of 2016 Easter eggs. So that was pretty cool. They had like a Uniter Tahu and like a carving on the wall with Nuva symbols. Like
oh,
the
wow.
actual
Nuva symbols are back.
Yeah.
So, Meso, tell me, what's on their chests again?
I stand by my prior assessment.
You will fall by your prior assessment.
Because I wasn't saying they weren't the Nuva symbols. I was saying
you live
they weren't
by the
pixel
prior
by
assessment.
They weren't
you
pixel
die
by
prior
pixel
assessment.
Representations of their Nuva
Solek
symbols.
Solek will stand, Meso will fall.
Oh, come on! All this Solek stuff.
Are you a Solekian too?
Yeah,
no.
I
know it's
going to
trigger Triggle.
Their group name is the Solekians, and they have a Google Plus group called the Cult of Solek.
Totally a Solek.
Or the Church of Solek. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, I mean, I live in the country of Solekia, but I'm not a part of, like, the cult.
They make so many unsettling videos.
You know, they could have taken it one step farther and called it Czechosolekia.
Nice. Missed opportunity.
They make so many unsettling videos where they have, like, this weird Microsoft Sam-esque voiceover, and they call me TTV Messenac instead of Messenac.
That's
like
not Microsoft Sam, that's Microsoft Mike.
Whatever.
Microsoft Mike. Or soft.
Mike or soft. Yeah.
No, okay.
There's Microsoft Mike, there's Microsoft Sam, and I forget what the female one is, but who cares?
One of them's Arby, one of them's Chief.
And one of them's Cortana.
Yeah,
then there's Greg
long.
The Spider.
Yeah, I like the finale. I thought it was rushed, but that was no big surprise.
The thing that
surprised me is that they didn't go to episode 19, because we got like 9 episodes in season 1, but about 8 in season 2.
Mm. Yeah. It does seem like there would be one more, because I think they said there were 20 in total. But I guess it's possible they were combining all the character videos into one, because that would make the legend, and then 9, and then the character videos.
I guess.
But, it was an animation finale. You know, it's pretty much what the animations have been. Cool visual representations of the story, questionable voice acting.
Hmm.
This episode had the extra bonus of being chock full of Easter eggs and also having that cool Culta versus Toa fight scene, which I did enjoy.
That was a fight.
Do you know what that reminded me of? That scene where Culta just smashes all of them to the ground.
Sadness and disappointment.
No, I have no clue what it reminded you of.
It begins with D and K. And then D and Y.
Dark
Destiny.
Donkey Kong.
Brutaka.
You and 2006, you make me hate 06, you sorry
Kimu
sack
was just
potatoes.
Digging through crates and saying, oh my gosh, quit feeding the enemy carry, you noobs.
Nice. Barrel down mid. They were like, barrel down mid.
That's all the Toa do is barrel
down mid.
Just charge up and get swatted away like the insects.
I mean, except for Liwa, he's the ganker.
Last I checked, Liwa barreled down mid as well.
Last I checked, Liwa like got a double kill.
Last I checked, Liwa was first blood.
Last time I checked, Liwa was the courier.
No, he wasn't. Ikima was the courier.
All he does is fly around.
Ikima was the ancient.
Yeah. Debatable. The Forge could be the ancient.
Yeah. I know, it was an episode. Now, it must be said, rip to the animations, because for all intents and purposes, it appears that they are done. Marilyn Manis said on Twitter, as we have said numerous times, that he's hinted that he's no longer involved. He said that he's going to have to remain a fan at this point, and that he hopes to return someday, which would imply that they are finished, which, you know, is kind of a shame, because as much as I criticized the animations, I criticized them because they were the main point of storytelling for a while, and they still are. I think they're perfectly fine as supplemental entry-level material, because I can see these being way more accessible to younger kids than, like, having to buy Netflix and then, like, watch a show on Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Netflix is...
Maybe now we can actually have some good quality animation.
Maybe.
And good quality actually, Meso, they said Netflix and other channels, so...
We'll see. For now, it's a Netflix original
that
show.
That could mean Amazon.
Yeah, it could mean DVD releases.
Sorry,
so,
guys,
who knows?
I like the concept of having free videos available online for viewing. I just, you know, I don't think it was handled as best as it could have been, but, you know,
They were free.
You get what you don't pay for.
Yeah, you can't beat that price.
No, so hopefully some kids found out about Bionicle through this and will stick with the theme and not abandon it.
Sorry.
Just abandon it. You're not missing anything important.
Yeah, jump ship to Nexo Knights.
Gone
which
in
is 60
seconds.
Nexo Knights.
No, gone in 90
NYCC.
Seconds.
Kai's been at NYCC this weekend. He was there for Nexo Knights announcement. Nexo Knights is getting a 20-episode Cartoon Network TV series.
I am looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's
fine.
I am quite honestly looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too. I'm not going to harp on this. I've said it off air. I have to at least say it once on air. It does kind of put me off to the theme that Nexo Knights, without, like, right out of the gate, with not even a question, just because it's made by the same people that made Ninjago and Chima, gets a 20-episode TV series.
Yeah, what?
Whereas Bionicle gets a 4-episode TV series. That's, like, way low. It's like a fifth. LEGO has a fifth of the faith in Bionicle than it does in this brand new crazy IP.
See, the thing
and it
here
will, the
is...
The sad part is it will always be that way. It's never
we
gonna
already
change.
Know that that Nexo Knights is trying to be the next Ninjago. Somewhere along the line, we have heard that said, that it's trying to be the next Big Bang theme.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not exactly a surprise to me. This also isn't a surprise, because they do this all the time. They've done this all the way back in the 2000s. Early 2000s with, well, Galador, honestly.
Yep. And then they didn't do it for many, many years, and then they started it in 2010 again. That's kind of my point. Yeah. Every theme has gotten a TV show without having to prove itself. Every new IP gets it right out of the gate.
None
Bionicle
of these
has
shows,
to Bionicle has to premiere and scrounge for scraps online for like a year, trying to carve out some meager existence for itself. And then when it finally, I guess, question mark, does well enough to get a TV show, it's 4 episodes and it's on Netflix. And depending on the length of those episodes, it may be better than the other programs on Cartoon Network. So, you know, not to condemn it right out of the gate, but, you know.
I'll condemn it.
It's just a bit off-putting to me.
It's
gonna
suck.
I guess that's the nature of the Construction brand. Like, I will never have enough faith in it to warrant that. They're all about their mainline stuff.
We need to wait and see. I still think that they have some sort of faith in Bionicle, but they've struck gold in a way with Ninjago, and they're just working on trying to replicate that formula before they move on. And I can understand that.
No, you can't.
Well, at least...
Yes, I can.
No, you're non-understandable person.
Oh! I take offense to that.
Mm. I understand it.
I take offense
standpoint.
To your existence.
I would really love the chance to one day, like, get a chance to ask these hard questions to, like, people higher up in the chain of LEGO's command and figure out why these decisions were made. Is it because they don't have enough faith in Bionicle? Or is it because they don't have enough faith in Construction? Or is it because Hero Factory just bombed? Like, worse than we've been led to believe? Or is it because they're two past attempts at doing quote-unquote Construction TV shows like Galador and Hero Factory haven't really turned out all that well?
I don't know.
Or is it just because they want to put all their eggs in one basket and maximize
profits?
Maybe
they should just stop cutting corners and just do a normal freaking show for a Construction line for once instead of these weird movies and
just do it.
Hour-long episodic things. Yeah, just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams, LEGO.
Don't let your scenes be not seen.
Yesterday you said tomorrow. So just do it!
I guess it must be said that Ninjago... I guess I should be more fair. Ninjago premiered with 4 episodes as well. That's a fun fact that some people forget. Its first year had 4 episodes, and it did so well, they then granted it a full TV show order for the next year.
And honestly, Ninjago, to my knowledge, is the first time LEGO actually got a successful TV show off the ground. So...
What do you
mean
by that?
At least from what I can recall.
What do you mean by successful?
Like, it took off.
Yeah, that's true. Because HF did well enough to continue, but the first year had the most amount of episodes.
That's the thing, not like Ninjago. Ninjago, like I said, it took off. Mm-hmm. HF, it survived.
It took off.
I mean, it did well enough to continue, that's kind of what I'm saying. They didn't cancel it. But, it definitely didn't have as much. But no, yeah. Without, too much else dwelling on it, that's the state of the TV show. That's the state of the animations. RIP. For what you did well. And I commend the team for working so hard and diligently to make a, good quality thing amidst all of their constraints and limitations. Hopefully it paid off in some way. You have more Bionicle news that people have been, talking to us at length about, wanting us to report on. It wasn't that significant, so we didn't. The graphic novel has a cover. And
oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how many of
I
you have seen
it.
I
actually saw that.
But,
I wouldn't say this is insignificant, personally speaking.
It's not significant enough to report on.
I'd say it is.
Well, that's personal preference.
Didn't we report on the covers of the books?
Nope.
We didn't, really.
Because, it would be stupid. If we did do it, and I forget, then we're idiots, because the book covers were just stock images.
I'm going to look into that. I'm not saying we did.
Yeah.
I'm just going to double check.
If we did, then I disagree with that decision, in retrospect, because it's insignificant. The covers, they're stock images. This is far more significant, because it's actually art style.
Yeah, personally speaking, I would have covered this.
Then
I'm
why didn't
sure
you make
I
a video?
I was sick at the I'm pretty sure I was sick at the time. But... It's whatever.
Yeah.
It's a cool art style. I really, really enjoy it, actually. It's got shades of, like, Donda thrown in there, as well as a couple other Bionicle artists, and it evokes that same kind of animation style, but in a different way that's much more adapted to comics.
I think it looks a little odd. Maybe it's just the poses that the toe are in.
Yeah, I do have some issues, because Tahu and Gali both look like they have triple-jointed, long, lanky arms.
Yeah, and they just look really weird. Yeah, and kind of like you said with Tahu, it looks like his arm is just, like, curving completely.
Yeah, it's because of how they did the upper arms. They're, like, number one, they're too long, and number two, is the shoulder armor that's supposed to fold down over his shoulders and, like, be attached to his shoulders. It looks like it just connected flush to his arm.
So yeah.
Okay. I can't find anything about the coverage. We did report on, like, the title and any other supplementary information that was revealed, but yeah, not the covers.
Thank you for confirming what we already knew.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. I didn't know.
My
I
LJ,
just wanted
even
to
I knew.
Source myself.
It's
I wanted
your
to make sure I wasn't spreading misinformation.
But, no, yeah. Uh-huh. Really, really hyped for this graphic novel. Like, beyond hyped, because it has secrets, codes, maps, myths, and more.
Ooh.
Yeah,
got a ton of stuff.
I really like this art style, because yes, like you said, it reminds me of Carlos de Andes, especially on Tahu, and de Andes is my favorite out of all the Bionicle art styles.
I agree.
But this looks, it also looks a little bit more rounded, and I looked into it, it reminded me of another Bionicle art style, an artist by the name of, I believe his name is Dave White. And he did some of the young reader books, and I'll go grab some examples of that.
Yeah.
From your physical library?
No, from BSO1. You know what, you'll snot?
Digital
masquerade. You want a 1v1, huh, Viper?
We had this discussion on TTV Talks. I'm personally for physical books. I'm just making a joke out of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a joke out of you.
Ooh.
Well, like,
I'm
you don't do that anyway.
Right now
you.
You're just making a joke of yourself.
Oh, you wanna fight two, Takuma? Huh?
Yeah.
1-on-1?
Yeah.
It's 2-on-1, actually. I'm joining Takuma.
Bring it, Leaf!
Buy that plane ticket and get out here. I ain't
all
gone
right,
all day.
I will! I'm gonna just go... And you're gonna be blown away.
Hmm.
But anyway, the rounded kind of ish style.
If brains
were
explosives, you wouldn't have enough to blow your nose, okay? So don't give me that.
So I was right. There's an artist by the name of Dave White, and he did some of the young reader books in 2009, specifically Challenge of Matanui and a couple other things. And his style, it's very clean, but also very round.
Yeah.
This style reminds me a lot of that, but with a little bit of Daanda mixed in.
Yeah.
And I really, really like that.
Yeah, I like
also,
it too.
Also, I really do agree with Tahu and Gally's arms, but Gally pulls it off a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably because of the pose.
Yeah, the pose makes it look better.
Also, the armor looks smaller. It may just be like an optical illusion, but it kind of looks smaller, whereas Tahu's looks bigger and thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's because Tahu's a man.
Because Tahu's buff.
I mean, speaking of buff, look at Onua.
Yeah, he has fingers, like he has giant gloves.
Yeah,
Onua's like
incredible.
Wait, what, Desi? What are you talking about?
I think so. I think
that's his
fingers.
Hammer.
Oh. Darn. I liked my theory better.
Wow.
Nice.
You will always like your theory better, Meso.
He's holding the hammer in the wrong hand, isn't he?
So?
Technically, yes. Yes, he is.
He's not allowed. He can only hold it in one hand.
Maybe he's just holding it casually, like, hey, I'm just posing.
Maybe he's ambidextrous.
Strike a dramatic pose for the camera.
Maybe he's like the 2016 Kapaka leaks.
Also, it's funny because Ty was like, he's holding his shield in a really awkward pose, and all I could think of when looking at this is that set could never pose like this. The shield is way too heavy for that. Like,
he's trying to block Onua. He's like, I'm the star of the show in this. Get out of the way.
Yeah, get away from me. Get to the back of the line.
Back away, creature!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, that's a graphic novel cover. It's coming out. When's it coming out? December 29th, 2015.
Same day as the second book.
Yep. I wonder if we'll be doing a book club for the graphic novel.
It's an interesting probably thought. Not.
For me, it would depend on if it's original content or not, or if it's just another retelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured we'd make one video for it.
Yeah.
Book club style, but...
Yeah. If it has a bunch of different chapters and they're all new content, though, I'd probably say do being into book club.
Yeah.
But if
know,
it's a retread...
The maps and more.
Yeah.
The secrets.
More. More. You know, part of me has a fear that, yeah, it's going to have a couple maps, but most of the book is going to be, like, activities. Like, maze or coloring.
Yeah, I can't wait for my Okoto maze where I just take a pen... No, a crayon.
Yeah,
and I
crayon.
Just go through it.
Crane!
Yeah.
Gonna take my crayon.
Is that not how it's said?
I people do say it like that. For me, it's crayon.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, I verbalize the
yeah,
O
I
more.
Say crayon, too.
I've always said crayon.
People do say crayon. You're not crazy.
Like cranberries.
You're not crazy, but you're crayon.
Cranberries.
Crane.
Okay, that was the weirdest thing.
Cranberries.
Cranberries, I do say. My word.
Yummy, yummy cranberries.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
I got love in my tummy.
Okay, so anyway. No.
Yeah, you killed that.
What's next? Well, there's to be a... Oh, yeah. Actually, no. That's all the news.
Really, is it?
Yeah,
in that case, I want to talk about Nexonites, because I started an argument
yeah, sure.
for Nexonites topic.
Sure. Oh, an argument? What have you been doing?
I kind of started an argument.
What are you doing?
So, we have an Nexonites topic on the message boards at board.ttpodcast.com. And a lot of what people have been doing is comparing it to Ninjago and Chima, those TV shows.
Fair comparison.
It would be a fair comparison if they had been comparing it fairly. So what a lot of people, I'm not going to name names, it's not even just certain particular people. What a lot of people have been doing is taking particular images from the trailer of Nexonites and comparing them to snippets of Chima and Ninjago from various different seasons. So you could have an image of Nexonites where it has, like, a bright blue floor and the textures look wonky as heck. And then you have, like, the stone army in the underground caverns. And it's like, look at the difference, guys! It's so different! Nexonites is just cheesy, childish trash. And here you have Ninjago, you know, the dark, textured stone army from season, like, 3 or so. It's ridiculous comparison.
To be fair, the animation style didn't change. It's just the locale. You know what I mean? It's not like you can say it's from season 3, so they got better as the years went on. It's the same animation style.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's not like there was any improvement. But, yeah, I understand. I see the post you're referring to right now.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm personally looking forward to the next night's show. I enjoyed Chima to a degree. I really enjoy the Ninjago TV show. So I have good confidence that this will be at least somewhat decent, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm sure it's going to be fine for kids. It looks exciting. It looks like it's very well aimed. What I take issue with is comparing it to certain snippets of a show that's run X amount of years, and right out the gate basing it on probably a couple of bad shots. I'm not saying it's going to be a good show, but it just seems like it's a weird way of looking at it. You're not even giving it much of a chance. Because I've seen the other...
Comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah, I've seen other versions of this, other trailers. They have character trailers for several different characters. And it looks up to par, quality-wise, with Ninjago and Chima.
Yeah. I will That's agree that saying, it's kind of a ridiculous comparison where they, like, compare this outside shot to the cave.
Yeah.
Like, you can at least find an outside shot in the daylight to compare it to.
It's like, there's a shot, here's a comparison. There is a shot of this weird-looking speedor thing in Nexonites.
Ooh,
and it's being driven.
Speedor.
It's being driven by these really awkwardly clay-looking trees.
Trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go ahead and link you this post.
I like the post we're referring to as well. The blue floor that people are saying, like, oh, this is looks bad.
It looks kind of funky.
It does look rather funky. The villains look ridiculous. They're supposed to be, like, lava monsters,
but in the daylight, they don't have, like, shadows.
They look like tomatoes.
Yeah, they just look like bouncing tomatoes. They need, like, a glow. They need orange or fire or something to make them stand out.
Maybe there's, like, a story reason for that that we don't know yet. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, they could be shooting up speedos.
nice callback.
I do agree, a lot of this show looks rather wonky, and a lot of the textures don't really look, I want to say, finished.
Textury.
But in that post there, look at that. They compare a shot, a daylight shot on the ground of, like, the Nexonite's village or whatnot, and then this aerial shot, this very cinematic moment of the ninja on their dragons.
Yeah.
It just seems so unusual.
It's pretty funny. Like, I don't have an issue with them comparing Nexonites to Ninjago and Chima, because that's the only frame of reference that we have thus far, but if you're gonna do it, at least try to make, like, you know, a proper comparison.
Yeah.
Because, like, somebody also pointed out Ninjago has stuff like the skull truck from season one, and that was just as weird and wonky looking, like, if we're going by the cartoonish, crazy kind of vehicle designs that people are saying, oh, this theme is too goofy. Well, you know. Ninjago started off like that, too, and then kind of dialed it back a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's all part of the, like, same deal. Like, there's some good shots from Nexonites, too. Like, they have Gestro the Jester, like, against a moonlit backdrop, and he looks pretty cool.
Yeah, there's also one of this huge lava monster going up against... I guess this guy's name is Aaron? I don't really know the name of the
Aaron
green
Wake!
Wait, is his name Wake?
No, it's not. I was making a Winter Solstice Aaron reference. Wake.
Okay, yeah.
Rip Winter Solstice, 2011 to 2015.
Yep. Well, I mean, there are a lot of good shots. Now, I will agree, there are a lot of really bad shots, too, where the textures always look kind of weird, but there were also some of those in Ninjago and Chima.
Yep.
So, it just... I think everyone's doing a fine job comparing them. That's a great thing to do. However, the way they're going about it is weird.
This is Politics 101. Compare the good thing about what you want to happen against the bad thing about you of what you don't want to happen. Win argument, get votes. This is literally Politics 101.
I'm just gonna sit here in the background.
These people are all gonna grow up politicians.
Don't you dare play with bubble wrap your audio.
Takuma, that's a really good point. I'm closing this topic for political discussion.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, it's funny, there have been upcroppings of religious discussion.
You fascist! Old fascist Jay.
Oh. I've got that fascist face. The mask.
Fascist Johnson.
Great, so first it was liberal Johnson, now it's fascist
Johnson. TV episode 164, fascist Johnson.
Oh, man. FJ.
I am going to hit every single political spectrum marker.
Yep. But,
oh my goodness. No political discussion is allowed.
Nope. To all the people that are wondering, I know we probably mentioned it before, just to reiterate, yes, we will be definitely reviewing all of the Nexonites episodes as they are released. However, keep in mind, it's not going to be like it used to be, because we're now partnered with Vessel, so much like the Ninjago Possession coverages, they will be a week delay.
Yep.
So, that's just part of our contract with Vessel. And you know, you'll still be able to enjoy our thoughts. Let's be honest, a lot of the old Ninjago and Chima coverages, they were clickbait, because we would release them around when the episodes came out, so people would assume that they were the episodes. And, yeah, that's just kind of, it comes with the territory when you do an up-to-date coverage. Right.
It's kind of unintentional to it.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like, I remember you guys complaining, like, people complaining in the comments saying this isn't the intro.
Yeah. People come to the episodes because they think it's the episodes because it's released around the same time, so maybe now that that's not the case, we can get just a dedicated viewing audience to listen to the reviews.
Yeah, and that'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty much all for Nexonites.
Make the Nexonites reviews, like, Vessel exclusive.
No, let's not do that. This is like their Big Bang theme, man. If this theme blows up, we gotta be, like, on top of it this time, because Ninjago blew up, and if we had started doing Ninjago coverages as the show was getting popular, then we would have been, like, on board that train, and we could have ridden the wave of Ninjago along with everybody else, but we weren't, so we're gonna be here from the beginning.
Bring back Ninjago.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, oh my goodness.
Ninjago's not going anywhere. It's an evergreen theme at this point.
Sigh.
Yep, effectively. Come on, what's wrong with Ninjago? I've seen everything. Some hatred toward Ninjago on the message boards. I don't understand.
I can imagine if people just, like, watched a few episodes and didn't, like, get immersed into the characters, they probably wouldn't like it all that much.
It's a good show.
But Ninjago's got a better storyline than
I do know people who started watching and was like, yeah, what? And just never continued.
Yeah. Ninjago's got a better story than Bionicle 2015.
Oh,
or Bionicle G2, okay. Period. It does. There's no
You're
argument.
You're not a true fan, Meso. How dare you?
That's not the first time he's been called not a true fan.
I would also argue that it has a better storyline than Bionicle 2001. Minus Minog. Definitely better than Definitely better than Bionicle 2005.
You're comparing several years.
I am, and I will do it again. I think it's
no worse than the politicians on the board.
I think it's better than 2001, 2005, 2009, and 2010. And that's pretty much all it's better than.
Meso, here's what you said. When you said that Ninjago's story is better than Bionicle 2001 without Minog, you basically said, well, this apple is better than that orange without the inside of the orange.
I'll pick a season, then. I think Ninjago Rebooted is better than Bionicle 2001.
They're practically the same.
Ninjago Rebooted sucked.
They're practically the same? I gotta hear you this. What's your logic here?
Divided team of heroes have to come together, hunt for golden
objects. They're not divided, they're floating in
the ocean! Hunt for golden objects and fight the big bad!
The Technoblades, they may have been partially gold, but they were primarily, they're
in
transparent colors.
In the show,
colors.
They were entirely gold unless they were activated.
That's a reaching statement.
You're a reaching statement!
Ninjago Rebooted was worse than Bionicle 2001.
Holy granola.
Ninjago Rebooted is my second favorite season.
It's kind of my favorite.
I like the tournament
elements. I did not like it at all.
Really? I mean, I don't know if we have the time to discuss this. This is a very interesting discussion.
We should do
I'd love to get into this.
I am impartial to all these discussions you're having.
Yeah.
You
watch the show.
Life.
Watch the show and then you
not
wouldn't be impartial.
Thing.
You'd like it.
Ninjago's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I said my opinion was impartial.
You're a bad thing.
It's getting a
You're
movie
a
in a few years, so you can check it out then. But, anyway. Okay, well, I'm trying to think if there's anything else to talk about. There isn't really. We're at, 41 minutes, so...
You got any stories, anybody?
Yeah, we'll pad this for, 9 more minutes. How's everybody's lives been? Got any funny events that have happened to you?
We encountered a group of chavs. they're basically the trailer trash of England.
What we encountered
chavs.
A live group of chavs out the natural
They were
habitat.
Sat outside arguing with each other and saying really rude things.
Did one of
things.
Them throw ice up into the air?
Fortunately not, but they were talking about inappropriate pictures that were being taken of each other and being blackmailed around, which I'm like, to don't take pictures of inappropriate things, kids. It's bad.
Good lesson.
Yeah. You might end up arguing those people. Sheesh.
Yeah, that's the worst that's gonna happen. You're gonna end up arguing with a bunch of chavs.
No, believe me, if you've never seen one up in person, they are vicious.
What?
It sounds like you're talking
they
about
sound
a species
like raccoons
of animals
or something.
They'll rip you to shreds. They'll engulf you in their bubble gum as they blow it out of their mouth.
Wait a minute. I thought you were talking about trailer trash. Now we're talking about Valley Girls?
Okay.
So yeah, my life is not very interesting. So that was probably an interesting thing that happened.
Amazing.
Yep.
You saw some people.
I saw some people, which was scary.
That's
that
more than
it.
You've ever done, Meso.
Ouch! You wound me, sir.
Meso, how was your life? I went to Walmart. Nice.
I saw a girl today.
It's funny, because I did. I did go to Walmart.
What about you, Vin? How's your life?
That just reminds me of the one time on a train where there was some guy from Britain or something, and my sisters were chatting with him, and they... He's
your
like
sisters
my
were
daughter,
chatting with them,
and it was either his niece or his granddaughter or something wanted him to come back to America with a Hollister shirt, and he didn't know what a
Hollister
shirt was.
Shirt.
And Yeah. And
that,
so
that brand in which you go to the shop and they look you up and down.
Yeah, he didn't know what that was, and the girls were like, "Oh, we never get anything that fancy." Or like, "We just do our shopping at Walmart." And he's like, "What's a Walmart?"
Oh my goodness!
I mean, I know what Walmart is. And actually, I have been to America 2 times, so.
Ooh, I've been to America all the times.
Well, good for
you. How many times you been to Britain?
Yeah.
0 times.
Yeah, LJ. Yeah.
I haven't been to Britain since the Revolution.
How many times have you actually left your state?
Actually, several times.
Yeah? Have you ever been to Coast to Coast?
I've heard Coast to Coast on the radio.
You ever been as far west as California?
I lived in California!
You ever been as far east as New York?
No.
Have you been everywhere in America? No.
I've never left my, like, southern state area. I've been to, like, Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee, Georgia. That's about it.
Welcome to the Southern Road Trip in America.
I went to Florida and I went to New York. I guess that's wrong because I was in New York for a few days. But I was in a lengthy trip.
I've been to California 3 times, been to New York 3 times. Just this past year, I've been to Florida once.
Nice.
I've been places. You know. I don't ever want to go to UK.
I was once in Texas during an ice storm.
I'd be in the UK.
Possible?
It is. I think it was 91.
Hmm.
No. 95? I don't know. Early 90s.
I've been to San Francisco and Los Angeles. And California.
Angeles. You said Angeles. Ha ha ha.
How about you, Ven?
I've been to Nevada.
Oh!
Nice. LJ loves Nevada.
You've been to
Nevada.
The band?
Okay, here's the thing with Nevada. I don't want to go to New York. Like... But
there are some really nice areas of New York. You just have to avoid, you know, like New York City.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. Eventually, I'm going to go to New York, I'm sure of it. But I loathe Nevada with an undying, unrelenting passion. I
Hashtag
would never want to go back
Nevada.
To Nevada.
Have you ever told your Lovelock Nevada story on the podcast?
I'm not exactly sure if I have, but I'll do it now real fast before we wrap up. We were driving somewhere. I have no idea where. But we were going through Nevada, and we ended up... We needed to stop to let the dog out to go, you know, use a tree or whatnot.
The bathroom.
What do you use it for?
We're driving through Nevada, and we end up in a place called Lovelock. Lovelock, Nevada. Okay, we drive over... Like, drive past the sign into this city. Everything turns gray. It is grayscale from that point on. The trees are dead. There are no leaves on the trees. And this neighborhood, every single house had a chain-link fence in front. All the yards were enclosed by chain-link fences. It was like watching a 2006
commercial.
Yeah, I
was about
commercial.
To say, is this 2006?
Yeah, of course you were gonna say!
Is that why you don't like Nevada?
No.
It's like, so me and Nike are gonna be here somewhere. I gotta get out of
Everything is gray. Everything is gray. Chain-link fences on every yard. The trees are dead. There are people. Every single person walking around. Big. Honking old baggy white shirts, big baggy black shorts,
and weird mouths with paraca teeth.
All of them walking around. There is like a chain link fence rattling somewhere. They were screaming down the road.
Screaming?
Yeah, it's the Victorian being enslaved.
Okay, shut up! It is brutal. It is like watching a horror movie, and we're in the middle of it. Like, we are one patch of colors, like reds and greens. And then everything else is great. We
Amazing.
Did not want to be there. So we got the heck out of Dodge, and I have never returned.
Sounds
let's
like
go.
A really
let's
inspirational place.
Let's do a TTV road trip, and let's, like, Mesa, buy... Let's buy
do you remember?
It actually reminds me of a road trip I was taking to New York with a couple of my cousins and our uncle. And we got terribly lost. And so, next thing you know, we're in, like, Chinatown or something. Everything, this is all the paper lanterns and everything's in Chinese and we have no idea where we are. And it's like, okay, nothing to do but keep driving forward. Keep driving. All of a sudden, it's like, boom, from Chinatown to the ghetto. It's dark. Most of the lights aren't working. There are bars on the windows.
Oh,
everything.
That too. There were bars on all the windows.
So my uncle's like, forget this, we're upgrading my OnStar plan to include directions. Get us out of here. But it's like we didn't want to pull over and do it.
Jesus, sounds like...
So we had to try and find our way out.
Sounds like you guys are about to live the events of Monster House. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I never heard of it.
I actually that liked quite that scary. Movie.
Yeah, I liked it too. It's creative, but it was also really scary too. Like, especially if you're a kid. Like, I was unfazed by Coraline, but if you showed me Monster House,
Coraline's not even scary.
Yeah, it's not even scary. I don't understand.
It has a few creepy things, I guess. Yeah. But that's mostly because of the claymation.
Yeah, and also the button-eyed. Like, there's something about like the emptiness of like black. Or like something being an object as their eyes, it just scares people.
Was boring,
but it's not scary. I find it like creepy in a good way, like it's like Halloweeny. I like that.
Halloween.
Hey, what you cooking up on the grill, Frank?
I'm cooking up some Halloweenies. You want one?
I would eat them.
Whoa.
I also remember this night very distinctly because since one of my cousin and my uncle were in the front seat trying to figure out where the heck we're going, my other cousin and I, we were just in the back seat, nothing to do. We had like a 5-pound bag of gummy bears.
It
was really late and boring because we couldn't, you know, get to any sort of hotel. So we just sat back there saying the entire thing of 99 bottles of beer on the wall. And we were lost for so long that we eventually had got to the point where we didn't know how the song ended.
What the heck?
And there were only like, and there were like, I don't even want to think about how many of those gummy bears we ate.
Ooh,
man.
That bag was considerably lighter.
Did you hear about those gummy bears that you can find on Amazon?
Oh, they're those massive ones.
No. They're not massive. They're normal size, but the thing is, they're like a very particular type of gummy bear. I think they're like diet gummy bears or something.
The laxative gummy
diet
bears?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And
it's
then
like
you look in the reviews
for
it, and then you see a bunch of people like reporting a bunch of stuff like... on how the gummy bear gives them like laxative side effects every time they eat them. It's hilarious.
I giant gummy bears
story.
That Viper mentioned. 5-pound gummy bear.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
One big gummy bear.
I watched a Game Grumps video of them trying to eat it.
For $28.99.
I never watched Rooster Teeth stuff. I never watched Rooster Teeth, but wasn't there something?
Yeah, there
where
was. It
Michael
was
from
Michael
Rooster
eating
Teeth
it,
eat
and then he threw it up.
I saw that one video.
It looked like he was throwing up blood though, because he had like a cherry flavor one. It was scary.
Oh, my goodness. I see it. Michael eats the 5-pound gummy bear challenge.
We should do it. We should do it, guys.
Michael always has to do so much stuff. Look at this. He eats 12 lava cakes.
I saw that one too. That made me feel sick.
He did the cinnamon challenge. He chugged barbecue sauce.
He did that really easy.
The things that Michael does.
If we did stuff like that, where we just did a bunch of challenges, who would be our Michael?
I would take all the hot sauce related.
Are we going to factor in the fact that one of us actually has that name?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
There you go, Michael.
Or are we just going by who would be the angriest?
Well, that could still be Var then.
Var is our Michael.
Var will be the guinea pig of all.
Var is like a mix between Michael and Gus.
See, Kahi's Gus.
Yeah, Kahi's like Gus.
Mm. You know, he's kind of weird. He looks kind of apish.
Man,
this is treading on. This is getting into some dangerous territory right now.
Sorry.
Well, let's.
We should wrap up.
Yeah, we're good. Please tell me there'll be an after show. Yeah, we'll do a quick after show. Sure. So, thank you guys for listening.
This is Bionicle related. So last night I decided to go back on the Bionicle app. Have you guys talked about that lately?
We mentioned that it got updated.
Oh, okay.
But nobody ever played it besides you, so.
Well,
was it fun?
Yeah, no, I thought it was cool, but man, I hate Skull Slicer. He is very annoying because he's kind of like a boss. But the way that they made him fight is incredibly annoying. Have you tried it?
What does he call himself?
He's
Skull Slicer.
They call him Skull Slicer.
Anyway, I tried it out. Thought it was fun. You guys should try it out too if you haven't already. Anyway,
I will when they update for the web version.
Yeah, ditto.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, also, this episode will be coming out on Vessel on the 12th of October. So I just want to like tell everybody who I'm sure has already spent 24 hours like posting about this. If any of you are wondering where the Web of Shadows review is, it's up on Vessel right now under Early Access, and it will be on YouTube a week from now. We were going to do it a week earlier before the anniversary, and then, you know,
stuff
it was
going
to be on YouTube, but stuff happened. We got caught up with stuff, so our Vessel subscribers get to celebrate the anniversary. And
yep.
But yeah,
everyone
we
else gets to be angry at us.
You guys can celebrate it, too, of your own accord. You don't need us to celebrate it for you.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, get a popper.
Exactly. Get a slice of cake with a Web of Shadows. Anyway, we're done. So thank you all for listening to episode 164 of the TTV Podcast. Remember, check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/TTV channel, buy TTV shirts at store.ttvpodcast.com, and check out a free audiobook of your choosing at audibletrial.com/TTV. We recommend Brick by Brick, as well as any other books you may enjoy. So, that's pretty much it.
Audible.com. And if you want to continue the discussion, go ahead and do that on the TTV message boards at board.tvpodcast.com.
Yup. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next week for the next exciting episode of the TTV
Dragon
Podcast.
Ball Z.
I'm
LJ.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And see you later, everybody. Stay tuned for the after show, only on Venom.
Ooh,
Viper!
All right.